just kind of getting back to this pragmatic, I'm always trying to think about what do we say to patients, and I was very confused after ASCO, and I'm still kind of confused listening to you and then listening to Hal sitting right next to you. So I'll ask Dennis to mediate and tell me, what do you say to a woman who's about to get 4 cycles of AC in terms of her long-term excess risk of CART? Is it 1%? Is it 40%? What is it?
Well, I don't believe for a moment it's 1%. I think that the dynamic is we're using old data sets to make current calls. And women are living into their 8th and 9th decade. That's why I think that the presentation at ASCO was remarkable and long overdue for the oncologist to hear the perspective of the cardiologist in this particularly important area. So I think that ASCO presentation was a high water mark in terms of our understanding some of the downside effects of what we're doing. I don't think it's 1%. I think it's much higher than 1% based on some of the things that have already been presented this evening. This 40% versus 10%, Hal's right. The possibility of study bias entered by the fact that these women are followed closely is real. But usually study bias with such large numbers as was presented looking at the SEER databases don't result in that dramatic a difference of 10% versus 40%. And so I'd have to believe that that signal is at least in part real, and it's not just because the women are being followed more closely. So again, I'd worry that using these drugs is something that we have to do. And many oncologists feel that if a patient has a diagnosis of breast cancer, you almost have to use anthracycline-based therapy.
Rich?
Do we also need to start to factor in the issue of left versus right breast cancer and the role of breast conservation and radiation in these decisions, not based on what we're seeing?
Dr. Steingart?
The information that I've read about radiation therapy seems to indicate that with modern techniques, it is not a cofactor for cardiac toxicity, but I will defer to the
That's what they said 20 years ago, too, right, Hal?
Well, that's the challenge, right, exactly. So, you know, historically, there wasn't a big difference in the left and right. There was a little bit more on the left, but that's because people got so much radiation to the center of the chest through traditional simulations, and radiation therapy appears to cause accelerated atherosclerosis, that it was very hard to see big differences there. But there was the signal of excessive late cardiotoxicity in the overview analysis and others that looked at radiotherapy. And we hope that Dr. Steingart's right. I mean, everybody has become sensitized to this issue, and so current simulation techniques, both in terms of the planning and the blocking and the breath holding and other strategies, are all designed to minimize scatter radiation to the chest and to the heart in particular. But it will take long-term follow-up to see if that's true.
20 years.
If I may just add a query, and that is, I was struck in the SEER database, in addition to this ascertainment problem, is just how high the rates were of heart failure with the relative risks that you mentioned with traditional risk factors.